Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. The health commissioner here in New York City issuing an advisory yesterday calling for all residents to mask up indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not. That's a recommendation with concerns about the new variant. Mayor de Blasio has some thoughts on all of this. Let's check in with Roger Stern with an update on that for us this morning. Roger?
Glenn, the mayor stands by that advice, but also says he's not ready to impose new mandates about wearing masks.
It's something we've talked about. I don't see that immediately. Not based on what we know now.
Speaking on New York One's Inside City Hall, Mayor de Blasio says the best strategy right now is still the vaccination route. He notes that all the previous variants have been preventable to some degree by inoculation. Yesterday, the mayor ordered vaccinations for child care and early intervention workers, something he says was planned before Omicron surfaced.
Certainly, the concern about the new variant only made us want to, solidify it even more.
Reporting live, Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
In New York, Governor Hochul saying hospitalization trend going upward. People must get the vaccine, or if they have the vaccine, get the booster.
The trend is continuing in a bad direction. You can see that heading up. Again, not anywhere near what it was back in April, but there is no excuse. This should be flatline. This should be going down because the vaccine is available, and we know that.
Now in Jersey, Governor Murphy is saying the state's ready for what he feels is inevitable with the Omicron in Jersey. Haven't seen it yet, but they do expect it. They say hospitalizations are climbing again from the Delta variant. In fact, double the amount of hospitalizations from the start of the month. Vaccine mandate for city corrections officers. The deadline is 5 p.m. today. The mayor yesterday issuing an executive order giving the corrections commissioner the power to be shifting officers to 12-hour shifts of work because of the expected staffing issues here. As of last week, the vaccination rate among the corrections officers was 72%. So let's talk about actor Bradley Cooper. He is talking for the first time about how he was held at knife point in a city subway back in 2019. Our Samantha Liebman has a story from Midtown for us this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Glenn. Well, it's an example of celebrities. They're just like us. Cooper appearing on the latest episode of Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast says the incident happened on a subway platform on the way to pick up his daughter from school in October 2019.
And I felt somebody coming up, and I thought, oh, they want to take a photo or something. And then as I turn, I'm literally like this. I'm like up against the post, like it's the French Connection or something. And then I like turn and I look down and I see a knife.
He says he was dressed incognito with headphones in, so he heard nothing. The actor actually able to run away. The suspect also running through the turnstile.
And I took a photo of him and then I chased him up the stairs. He started running up 7th Avenue. I took two more photographs of him. I ran down two police officers in an SUV. Showed them the photograph, and I'm like talking to them, and the guy kept saying it was so interesting. He's like, are you stabbed?
Now, Cooper was not injured in the incident. So, and then he got on the train to pick up his daughter right after that. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
The NYPD has made an arrest in the killing of a man on Staten Island this back in July. The home health aide of the 80-year-old victim has been charged. 28-year-old Rene Ayarde facing murder and manslaughter in the death of Robert Rayner. The motive still not clear. Rayner died from beating to the head. Now, Ayarde lived in the home with Rayner in Tompkinsville, and when his body was found, the words, touch little girls, was scrawled on his bare chest. His family insists he would have never have done anything regarding pedophilia, and that they feel that this woman inscribed those words on his chest to try to turn away the possible other suspects. But again, she is now in custody. Again, manslaughter and murder, the charges right now. And a terrifying ordeal for a 12-year-old girl. This was in Brooklyn yesterday as she was walking home from school. We'll get this story now from Carol DiIorio.
The 12-year-old girl told the police she was walking home from school when a man tried to abduct her. The police say she got away by running into a deli at the corner of Dumont Avenue and Linwood Street in East New York. Carlos Sanchez works there. He said a customer quickly ran out of the store to find the would-be kidnapper, but to no avail. He said the police were called and they came immediately.
They come and look at the camera. Yeah, the police, because they're working hard in that one. They come in, a lot of police outside.
There's been no arrests. The police are looking for a male with a long beard. He was wearing a black shirt and drove a Jeep Cherokee. He escaped southbound on Linwood Street. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds in East New York.
New York's Attorney General releasing new evidence from the investigation that forced Andrew Cuomo out of office. Evidence including documents and depositions from Mr. Cuomo, his team, and the women who accused him of sexual misconduct, along with his brother, Chris. Mona Kosar Abdi with more.
The documents also reveal Cuomo's brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, offered to use his media sources to find out if more women were coming forward. In March, a top aide to then-Governor Cuomo texted Chris Cuomo, quote, "Rumor going around from Politico, 1 to 2 more people coming out tomorrow. Can you check your sources?" 4 minutes later, Cuomo responded, "On it." Chris Cuomo previously acknowledged it was a mistake to act as his brother's unofficial advisor. CNN Monday said the newly revealed documents, quote, deserve a thorough review.
When Andrew Cuomo resigned as governor in August, Chris Cuomo telling CNN viewers at the time he was not an advisor, but a brother. Mets fans pretty pumped up now as team owner Steve Cohen is laying out many millions to the max, you would say, as in Max Scherzer. Here's Mark Arnett.
Yeah, Glenn, the deal not officially done, and some fans won't believe it's done until they see a press conference. But the three-time Cy Young winner reportedly has agreed to 3 years at $130 million. It's a move John Heyman told CBS Sports Radio was the most surprising amid a flurry of hot stove activity Monday.
All along, we thought that he wanted to be in California, if not the Dodgers, maybe the Angels or the Giants. You know, I don't think we felt that it was going to be the Mets. Back in July, he didn't want to go to New York. Not that they were alone. He basically said he wanted to go to the Dodgers, the Padres at that time.
But the Mets apparently have their man, while shortstop Corey Seager's going to Texas. And word is Javi Baez will sign with Detroit. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.